Houston.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Down in the step before Kent turns on the electric freezes fire. Where you want us to hold that, over?
Okay, we'd like you to hold just prior to starting the camera.
Okay, just prior to starting the camera.
Roger, it's on the next page.
Okay, how about telling us where we're going here, because
okay,
you know, I gotta turn this thing on and I like to have in my mind what it is we're going to do.
Right, it's no big deal. The note here was, at that point you're supposed to observe the current meters, and if there's no indication of a current flow on any tube, you tap the box gently along the axis parallel with the face, and then you allow the whole unit to lie motionless for an additional 3 to 5 minutes before proceeding. They're afraid there may be a bubble in one of the tubes and you don't get a current.
Okay, well actually there's a bubble in each tube.
Say that again?
Actually there's a bubble in each tube. And it's, each tube has a bubble. They are in exactly the same place, they're lined up in a row. And they are directly over meter number 3. And the bubbles are about, 1/8 of an inch
in diameter. Okay, the PI says that's okay and we should go ahead and proceed.
Okay, now, the question that you had for me was that if any of the meters do not go into the green when we turn the power on, that you want me to tap the box and then do what?
Okay, the instructions were to tap the box gently, allow the unit to remain motionless for an additional 3 to 5 minutes, and then proceed.
Okay, and this time if we don't get the meters into the green, we proceed anyhow. Is that correct?
According to the instructions, that's correct.
Alrighty.
Apollo Control, Houston, 25 hours, 27 minutes ground elapsed time. That was Ken Mattingly, Command Module Pilot of Apollo 16, discussing procedures for the electrophoresis demonstration with Capcom Tony England here in Mission Control. We now show Apollo 16 at 105,057 nautical miles away from the Earth and traveling at a speed of 5,032 feet per second.
Okay, Tony, turns out that meter number 1 is just barely into the red. Meter number 2 didn't come up quite into the red. Meter number 3 is about a needle width below the red.
Okay, we'd like you to go on with the experiment.
Jiggled it a little bit, and I'm going to let it settle here for a second, and then we'll start. We'll give you a mark when we start it.
Roger, we concur.